Hello! Okay, pretty lonely today in a studio, in a way, because normally Jonathan Todd is with me, and like hopefully some of us already know, he's my husband, and also my sometimes boss, and sometimes just co-host, and he's not today, but like every woman will understand. I'm also happy that he's not here because I have more time for myself. But also today, everybody's a little bit laughing. I'm not like so alone. I have with me a Mimo Dom Capuano. Hi, Mimo.
Hi. Hi.
Okay. And he represents a very nice accent, Italian accent.
Yeah.
Okay, you say, yeah, it's
ciao.
Ciao, yes. And obviously, Dom Capuano is a very, very known producer from Italy. He right now moved to LA and is scoring some movies and writing a lot of hits. And one of them, Sun Is Going Down, we co-wrote together. And this song right now just exist on the radio, exist on the CD Baby. In 1 week will be on iTunes, and I know that clubs are starting playing. We just are in a six weeks of radio promo, and it's very exciting. I know people don't understand how hard it is to break any song to radio right now, and we are doing this independently, and we are trying to just talk to the DJs and just shake their love towards us, and I think will be a little bit lucky because they like the song. Anyway, we'll be playing Sun Is Going Down a little bit later. Then, Mimo, what do you think? We'll be getting lucky with the song? Will we be charting and maybe we'll be lucky and people will be dancing to this tune in summer?
I wish. I don't know. Usually, I wish. I think it's a good song. It's a nice production, but I don't want
luck.
Say
everything
nothing,
is luck.
You know?
Yeah. Luck.
Usually, I don't want to talk about my...
your production.
I
swear to God, you're very good. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. You bring so much joy to my life, and I'm so happy we can help you to also live in America and just create great music for all of us. But I'm even more excited because Mimo from time to time is with us. Mimo, that sweet version of name Domenico. And he's just right now.
This sweet version is beautiful.
Yeah, Domenico sometimes Mimolicious, depends, you know.
Mimolicious.
But I'm so excited. I have guests in my studio who is so close to my heart. I know this wonderful girl for almost 14 and a half years, I think. I met Madeleine Ajac.
Hello.
Madeleine Ajac when she was 3 and a half and together with her mommy. Hi, Julie. I hope you are listening to us. She was coming to take lessons, dance lessons, and I was bringing Natasha with me also for the same school, and they were dancing ballet and all of this sweet stuff with the beautiful dresses. And I started relationship and friendship with her mama and my girl and of course girls just start liking each other. And from this moment on, Madeleine grew up very close to us. And one day when she was 7 years old, what's happened? Tell me, Madeleine, what's happened when you were seven?
Well, I decided to go forward in my passion with singing.
She was seven.
Yeah, 7 years old. And so my mom was like, oh, Alona does singing lessons. So I took like 8 CDs and went over to Alona's, and I decided, and we sat and sang, and we only did a couple songs because it was only a 30-minute lesson at first. But then after a couple months, we went to recording studio, and I recorded my first song written by Alona called Stronger.
Okay, that's I think this is something so special because we will listen to Stronger. And we need to remember that Madeleine was there almost 8, I think. When she came to me, she thinks it was 2 months. I think it was a little bit longer than 2 months. But this girl just loved it, country music. And Shania Twain, that was her Bible. This girl in age of 7 just remembered every lyric from her from her album. And obviously 7, she wasn't reading yet perfectly, but never was a problem with Madeleine. Madeleine just knew every word of the song by memory. And what was so amazing, this tiny little, Madeleine is still tiny. She's like just gorgeous looking girl, size zero.
Thank you.
And, but then she was the tiniest ever thing. She was just very, very small girl, very, very thin. And she had this cute high voice. But for whatever reason, her scale was pretty, pretty, I thought, big for the 7 years old child. And, you know, knowing my past, then you know, I'm singing for many, many years and I have education and highest degree in a school in music, then I was trained also in a lot of styles of music. I felt that this girl, one day, if she only stick with the singing for longer, she will be having very low and unusual voice. And I cannot say, but we'll listen to progress of her vocal skills and her growth of her voice, how beautiful her voice started from the very, very nice, almost soprano-like, into really alto. I think sometimes when we sing in a studio together, she sings even lower than me, and I think I have the lowest voice for lady. I have contralto almost, and she's just lowering even lower than me. It's amazing. Tell me, okay, you said, okay, I came, I decided to sing, that's my passion, and now 10 years later, you're still singing, and are you really thinking that you're supposed to sing forever? Do you think that you will be lucky enough to keep this passion for the music and try to enter knock, knock, knock doors to this music business? Do you think, baby?
I would love that. Honestly, oh, that's like everything to me. But if I don't open the doors into the music business, I know throughout my entire life that I will be singing no matter what. It's a part of me. There's nothing better than singing to me. Like when I'm in a bad mood, maybe I'll listen to my favorite song and sing to it, and I just let out all my feelings and all the passion just towards, oh, I just love it.
And I so hope, and I hope one day we'll be on TV, because I think when we have guests like that, mothers, if somebody listens to us, and parents, you need to understand that sometimes passion in child's head develops maybe slowly, but if they love something so much, like music, you know, and you just need to keep this going. The fire need to be burning, because, you know, first and foremost, they have something to come back to from school. They have something to be excited when they listen to, something that they can just try fight and be in front of the mirror, say, oh, if I could do this, if I could do that, can I do this? You know, and then when they come back to the lesson, if this will be guitar lesson, if this is piano lesson, sometimes when they don't want to practice, or singing lesson, which I always try to make the most fun of it, never was really serious singing, was mostly like, hey, let's make a lot of songs, like make a song from every genre, not, okay, one song for 1 hour. We were like going through songs like crazy. You find out that, you know, they stick with their passion. And yeah, I know everybody wants to be singer in LA, everybody wants to be a movie star in LA, but you know, some of these girls really, they will survive all of these funky ups and downs, and I think they will make a difference. That's what I wish my Maddie, because first, I love her dearly. She's a very ambitious girl. And for every mom, and again every dad, and again, hi to mommy and daddy, yes.
Hello.
And we will listen to Madeleine Ajac when she was almost 8 years old. Please, Stronger, song Stronger.
7 years old.
Heart, try to let
Okay, Mimo, you never heard this song. What do you think about that?
I can say the truth.
What did you say?
About the voice or the song?
About song and about her way of singing.
No, I can say she's great, incredible.
7 years old child.
Blast from the past.
No, also because usually kids, when they sing, don't have this feeling. No, all this up and down with the voice, modulation, it's unusual. It's great. About a song, I will let you know something later.
Okay, I know what he'll come say. Hey, can we do better version of this one, like for grown-up
no,
girls?
I think there is something strange with the song, because the song is called Stronger, and it looks like another song called Stronger from another artist.
Oh, you think Britney Spears?
It's identical.
But can you imagine that we wrote the song before Britney?
Yeah.
That's what is impossible.
And Britney Spears changed.
Yeah, I wish Britney knows that, but we wrote the song before Britney wrote it.
I think it's Max Martin wrote this song then.
Hey, yeah, all from Europe, we know. But yeah, again, I was very proud of myself when I heard year and a half ago, then after when we record the song, then, oh my gosh, so close, and even stronger, word stronger, this word is coming up a lot in my writing.
Yeah.
Word stronger, and it's funny because Madeline, another
songs,
song,
yeah.
Yes, somehow the word stronger is appearing in her songs, next songs that we'll be listening to. Anyway, but I wanted to come back to it because she was, like I said, 7 years old. Studio was amazing, and it's amazing. We are recording in a Blue Moon studios in Agoura, and it's Gino Vanelli's studio. It's a very serious, beautiful studio.
Beautiful.
And then, yes, you bring this to this girl, the girl to the studio, which you have, you know, just serious people, big glass, you know, you have great big studio. You put this girl first time in her life and put the headphones. She was practicing on her headphones in my studio. But really, ambience was so serious for a child like that who dreamt big. And then my question was, and my Jonathan's question, and her mama, and our producer, will deliver? Will she deliver this child? And this girl, for 3 hours, because we were doing backing tracks, tell me how great, and you know, she was fighting like crazy. She was doing amazing, amazing job singing, responding to everything what we say, try again, and this and that. And not like I am gentle, you know, I'm always a little pushy. And my children, my students know, and they know I mean the best for them. But I'm just sometimes very rough in a way. Okay. I called it monkey me out, or just, you know, repeat what I say, repeat. And she was just perfectly understanding what I want. But in the end of the session, I had this camera and I came to the studio. I said, Maddie, sweetie, you did so beautifully. Let's make a picture that you remember this day. And Maddie looked, I love to make pictures. I always say memories are so important. She looked in my eyes and they were little, like full of tears. And she said, I want my mommy.
When can I see my mommy?
And her mommy was behind the glass watching her singing. You know, I had no heart to just stop her for a second longer, snap the picture, because she was so, in a way, tired of delivering and being so mature.
I was exhausted.
She was exhausted. But
I remember.
You remember that. And she ran to mommy. Mommy hugged her. You know, we let her go with our one picture. We have a song, God Thank You. And we have pictures of Maddie, how she looked when she was the tiny, you know, 3 feet
or
4 feet.
I have a picture from that studio session.
That was, you think it was this one?
Yeah. I remember.
Really? You know, then lucky. Inside of the studio or in a waiting room?
I think it was right before I started singing. My mom came and took a picture of me.
I don't have it. I need to have
it. I'll send it to you.
Please.
I'll send it to you.
Yes, I think I had a younger student, 2 years. I have 5 years old girl also who delivered amazing, amazing stuff. And she's on a Sony release also for children's library, which you were singing also.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but I think when it comes to Maddie, I knew it. This girl is just very, very special. And then we were practicing. Next time, I think you went to studio when you were probably 4 or 5 years older. That took a long time before we came again, yes?
Yeah, I think in between that, we did Pink Memories.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That Pink was Memories. Another, that was another song.
And Natasha and I duo.
Natasha and you duo. And then we had few another students. Yes. Oh, you had duo. And then we were doing
Yeah, and
group.
Then the older girls did their own. Yeah.
Yes, because, yeah, my school then, you know, had around 30 young boys and girls. We were practicing a lot. We were doing a lot of performances for charities. And I always believe that children singers belong on a stage. I always think that they need to have very serious music and production behind. For people who dream, they need to feel like they're for real, you know, on a stage. And that's why we were really creating a lot of wonderful songs. But in meantime, sweetie, I know that singing is one thing that you like to do, but you almost try to play cello.
Oh, yeah. In elementary school, fourth grade, I think it was, I signed up for the school band, and it was like the one-year special thing, and I learned how to play the cello. Very vaguely, but...
Yeah, and then I know that you also switched to the swimming, yes?
Oh, yeah, and I was doing swimming. I was on a swim team for 2 years, and then it just got too cold and nights were practice for me, so I stopped.
Why I'm telling that, because, again, when we have somebody so special, we think, oh, she belongs to music. It's not like they need to only sing or only practice music or only do certain things. They still... find a time. They can sing, they can swim, they can play instruments, they can have their dream come true in many different ways. And then later, parents are supposed to see what really will crystallize from the person that grows next to them. But with Maddie, I knew it. She is a singer. She was always a singer from age of 7. And I'm so proud of her because 10 years later, she still is with me. She is working very, very hard. And her voice is changing like crazy, going, you know, to the very low part, like I mentioned. Her scale really develops. And from the girl who loves singing country, you know, she's going through a lot of different developments. Mm-hmm. Tell me, who was your next, what did you like to sing next?
What did I like to sing next?
I can say that we moved a little bit from the country to into the pop rock, I think.
Oh, yes. Yeah, pop rock. And we sang a lot of Christina Aguilera, Kelly Clarkson, JoJo.
Yes, where is JoJo?
JoJo. And, what else did we sing? I'm trying to think of all the old artists.
And you liked all
Vanessa Carlton.
Carlton, yes, mm-hmm. That was great. And you have this voice that fits in very nicely with
men
vocals.
Yeah. Which is Three Doors Down, Maroon 5.
Yes, that's so amazing too, because you think, oh, girls is coming to the studio and let's practice exclusively, you know, girl songs. But no, didn't stop us. We were
at all.
We were looking for songs that just work with her voice instead of thinking, oh, this guy singing. And she really sounds really good. You know, then I knew that, you know, she'll be singing lower and lower and lower, and her voice is just redeveloping unusually well into the sound that is almost Stevie Nicks like, you know, and just. I just love it. Anyway, and then, like I said, yes, we were going through the changes of your voice, because what we see about Maddie, she's very, very beautifully tiny girl till this day, although grew like crazy. She's almost 5 feet something right now.
I'm 5'5" and a half.
Then
yeah,
it's pretty.
Five and a half.
Yeah, and I remember her, you know, with my daughter. My daughter was always taller, almost whole head taller. And then 2 months later, 3 months later, one day, Maddie's coming, and Maddie's taller than Natasha.
Yeah.
And now Natasha is
that
really
was crazy.
Small, and, you know, and yeah. And there was also the time that I remember we had problem with breathing. You were singing, mm-hmm. Your voice was, you know, not so strong. You were tired all the time. And I was like begging, you know.
I hated that period.
Yeah. And I would say, my gosh, if she would think that she cannot anymore sing, her voice was cracking. We couldn't sing
I
a stronger
did.
Voice.
I remember. I struggled so much.
She struggled. And
internally with all that.
And I was telling her, Maddie, you don't understand. I have very low voice. I remember the same things I was going through. And I remember I couldn't hit the certain high notes. And I was so frustrated because most of the girls have really high
mm-hmm.
voices. And, you know, you really unusual to find a girl who sounds like cello, you know.
Yeah.
And but then you are frustrated because everybody on the radio sings high. And you cannot really follow any of the songs on the radio. And you think, especially for a girl who is 11, 12, what's wrong with me? My voice is weird. And then you, of course, grow and you develop yourself. You know, you have all of this trouble. Then we went through this little bit scary moment. I was worried that just Maddie will give up on singing, but God, thank you, she didn't.
Yeah.
And
loved you too much to quit.
Yes. And one day, we had this idea, another stronger song came up to my head. And I wrote this really cool song. I liked it a lot for myself. And I didn't have my own version, and Maddie had version before me. I think she recorded.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
Yeah, Easy Come, Easy Go. This song is
my
really,
favorite.
Really cool. We love the song. I love this song. She loves the song. And, you know, one day, Ilona and Maddie will stay on the stage the same time,
yeah,
and we both will be singing this
we'll
song
sing
in two different versions. Can we listen right now to Madeline?
Yes.
Okay. Easy come, easy go.
Eighth grade.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you were not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time again. Anyway.
You had a chance to sing in a few times the song live, okay?
Yeah.
And she always delivers beautifully. Again, she was only in eighth
grade. Yeah, so I was 14.
you were 14, and I'm sure you were already looking into some nice guy's eyes and going through this part, because what the cutest thing is about teaching all these girls, you know, you see them sometimes going down because they're in love. Sometimes they're breaking up. Sometimes they have just their own headaches or just unhappy moments in life. And then come to lesson, it's like, yay, everything goes away. They stay for 1 hour in this beautiful, wonderful music world and then leave just happier. And yeah. I'm just so loving them when they're sad, and we hug each other or something, and then just they leave and they have friendships going on. They know each other. All my girls who work in my studio, they just are good friends and stay on the stage. They never really are jealous. They, all of them are so special, and they don't need to fight with another girl who sounds completely different. And I always say we need to do the best who we are, you know, we have, instead of looking that somebody else is doing something else. It's not about that. Okay, but you are very unusual looking girl too, you know, you have beautiful exotic face, and then, you know, you could be Italian, you could be Spanish.
Everyone always tries to guess my race and no one ever gets it.
You have this gorgeous olive skin that I'm trying to put self-tanner on me, and I'm not even one third closer to it. And when she's suntan, she is just so beautiful, long black hair. And again, we can see Madeline's picture on Facebook, Accent on Facebook. And also we can click on a link and we can hear all her song. She has one another song there. But if somebody wants to listen on the SoundCloud, you can please go to the Facebook to Accent On, and then you can follow Madeline's life and soon new songs. But tell me about your roots, because we Accent On is about people with an accent, and I know that your daddy has a wonderful accent that comes from
Iran. My dad was born in Iran, and he lived there until he was 19, came to America in 1973. And at first, he moved to Chicago and lived with all his cousins. And then he moved to California with when his brother and his sister came out, my aunt and uncle. And he actually started to fall in love with karate, him and my uncle together. And they took lessons from Gracie, he's a pretty famous karate guy, in his garage. And it's so funny because my dad now tells me, like, he has a waiting list and you have to wait 6 months to get a lesson with him. And me and him trained in his garage together. And so my uncle and my dad went on and opened their own karate studio out in Woodland Hills off of Victory and Varial, called Team Karate Centers. And it's huge, probably one of the biggest karate centers out in LA. And they have about 200, 250 students, and they're open every day, and it's just their passion. You know, my dad always tells me, when you grow up, you got to do something you love, or it's just not worth it. And every day he always tells me how much he loves working at the karate studio. It's just his passion. He loves meeting new people, helping them, teaching karate. And it's his life.
You did so beautifully. You described so beautifully daddy's passion for, you know, karate and just working with young people. And what is amazing that your daddy, when you meet him, he's the sweetest, the softest, the nicest man, you know, and you know,
quietest.
What? And you forget that with one finger, he can like break your neck.
Yeah,
if you decide to.
Totally.
He is just a wonderful man. And we just love to come sometimes for dinner. And we need to also mention Mama, because what I really remember, yes, Maddie coming to my studio, but your Mama, Julie, she's your like the best friend. You know, this woman just live and breathe everything what you dream about. And so many hours you think, okay, you bring the child to the studio and you drop this child and you go. No.
No.
Most of my mothers, they were sitting in the living room when we were having lessons. They were just separated watching TV or something. But amount of time that they spent in the last 10 years, you know, right now you are driving, but even recently, a year ago, Mama still was dropping you off and picking you up. And every time when we had shows or concerts or something, she always is there with you.
Always.
Not saying that studio sessions sometimes cost a lot of money, and, you know, to having the faith and just hope that the child really is important for them and trust us. That song like Stronger or Easy Come, Easy Go, in your version will be something very special, and just give the chance for you to live the real dream instead of just saying, oh, play around the dream, one day we'll see what's happened.
Yeah.
They are all the way with you. Yes, your mama loves to sing too, I think.
Yeah, she does. She always tells me, oh, you got your voice from me, your low voice, because she has a really low voice too. And
you both sing the same country songs.
Yeah.
Sometimes I was driving in a...
She's the reason why I love country music so much. I grew up listening to country radio with her in the car. When I was 3 years old, I knew lyrics to 50 songs, probably even more. It's so funny to think back. I was actually listening to a couple of country songs today, and I was like, oh my God, when I was three, I was singing these songs in the car.
Amazing. That again, I'm going back with this role of parents. But parents' role is so important in a child's dream. Then I just beg everybody who just see the child tries to do something, let them do it and let them observe if this is really serious in a way. And then someday they maybe don't want to do it, but keep this fire going, because, you know, you need the time to just see if this is for real or it's just, oh, hiccup and we'll move to another thing. With Maddie singing, 10 years old dream is still going strong. And I, like we see, two songs already were about strength, strong in the title. And to be, you know, okay, I'm going a little bit circled, but I really want people to listen to Easy Come, Easy Go, because I have my own version.
Yeah,
yeah. We said that you did your own, and then I did my Rocktronica version with
totally
Josh.
Different.
Yeah, Josh Harris produced the song, and yeah, sounds a little bit different. I don't know. Both are great versions.
Yeah, okay. I love both of them.
Because I'm slow.
I really like this song.
That was beautiful. Yeah, yeah, I love it.
The song is so pretty.
It's beautiful, yeah.
And yeah, I love Josh Harris's version. I have a few people just like the song, and they made different versions. And it's so funny because you give to a producer or arranger song, and you came up with many different children. You know, the whole song sounds different and brings different feelings. Josh Harris did a beautiful job in a style that we call Rocktronica. And I have album that I just finished with Josh Harris, who just remixes Madonna, Cher, Killers, Seal, Alanis Morissette, little few people that I'm like just in the shadow of them, but hopefully one day I'll be up in front. But anyway, okay, we have Easy Come, Easy Go behind us, okay? Now, Maddie, we didn't finish on a pop rock style. What's happened? She started growing and growing, and now we have all these amazing new stars coming to the radio, like Miss Minaj and different. And what's happened to Maddie? Can you explain me what's happened to you?
Alrighty, well, I started listening to the radio more often instead of just CDs that I would buy at the stores of favorite artists that I liked.
Eminem?
Yeah.
What's happened to Maddie? One day Maddie came and she's just like rapping.
Yeah.
And I'm
my
telling
brother,
you,
he got me into Eminem, and he was actually only in like fifth grade at the time.
What is his name?
Daniel.
And you know, before we go fast, because time runs so crazy, we have only 10 minutes, but Daniel is, how old is he right now?
Right now, he just turned 14.
And he started rapping like a few years ago, and a time of
yeah.
four, yes.
Yeah.
And you learn from him, you listen to your brother
yeah.
being tiny,
and he
12.
He got me 11. Into rap.
And
now I love it.
And yeah, she does amazing, amazing job. And I know in 2-3 months, we'll be having a song finished with Dom Capuano and Natasha and of course Madeline, which Madeline will be rapping and singing. And I cannot wait to show everybody, you know, what is her journey into many styles, mm-hmm. what is her journey about. But because you came to me and you start rapping so beautifully, and then your brother one day came and I'm like,
yeah.
We need to make him rap. We need to. He's so good, and he was so shy. Really beautiful boy too. Very
yeah.
sports oriented, you know, mm-hmm. with his just quiet. You think physics, but really he's a very strong boy, and
yeah.
and he didn't want. He was shy, but eventually Ilona, you know, come on, you will do it, do it, do it. We are writing song
yeah.
with Madeline, then we need to be rap, and we did version for the song that you wrote, Lizzie. We co lyrics.
Yeah.
We co-wrote music. That was our first collaboration. She start to. Songwriting.
Yeah.
You start to write the songs. And I, of course, was so excited, and I just took her hand and said, yeah, yeah, you have lyrics, great lyrics. Let's start writing, because I wanted her to feel like one day, if I am not around for whatever reason, she can just put her thoughts and music together and just present to another person, and they will take her there musically when she wants to go, hopefully, and she can describe herself. Then we start writing this beautiful song, and title of the song is...
I'm on the moon.
I'm on the moon. And we have a part in the song that Madeline did version of also when she rapped. And Daniel also
yeah,
has a version
Daniel.
That he rapped in the same song for the sister. Today, I would love everybody to hear to Daniel, because he's not here with us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
One day he will be.
He will be here. And he was like, how old he was? It was like 2 years ago?
Yeah, he was like 11, 10 or 11 when he did this song.
It was amazing. And again, the same situation. This beautiful boy in a studio, never been before, you know, alone, always was listening to sister singing, recording, loving her for everything what she likes to do. But this time he was behind the microphone with headphones, with all the serious people behind. And we were having the same question. Will he deliver?
Yeah.
And what we will see and hear, he delivered beautifully. But
mm-hmm.
I'm so excited, because this style of your singing is more urban, more,
yeah.
you know, more what you, right now music for you is what you like right now. Then let's listen.
His voice is so high in this song, and now to look at him and his voice is so low.
That's,
you got to do another song with him.
That's what we'll be doing. And one day we all will be on a stage, because I think everybody misses a little bit the family family style of
yeah.
entertainment. It's just not about, you know, one group of, if we can create a show that parents and children all can go to the show and just enjoy together. Like we are going to movie, seeing Disney movie. We all are going together watching movies. Why not for the
music?
Music this way. Okay, I'm on the moon, and this is the first song that Madeline wrote the lyrics, and she co-wrote with me and music. Brother. Yes, and brother is rapping. Daniel, we love you. Impressive. He did so good job, and I really, really cannot wait for both of you to be on the stage. You know, do you remember the lines, for rap? Do you remember?
kind of.
Okay, can you start rapping a little bit for us live? Yeah, go.
Okay. She say she on the moon, baby, I'll be there soon. Cause when she's with me, my heart goes boom, boom, boom. I hear the guys play the game. Well, I got my name, I got my fame. Damn, I already won that game. Playing is fun, but winning is great. You jealous? You should be. All the other guys wishing you could be me. Too bad, boy. I'ma own me. I got my own disease. You think I joke? Oh, you don't want to see what my girl does to me. It's so outrageous, contagious. You wish you had my disease.
Wow. You know, again, that's the art, you know. Everybody say, okay, rap, rap, rap. But really, rapping with the soul, with great lyrics, and that fits so well in music, it's just not easy. And you got this, girl. You got it, your brother, too, you know. Let's see what will be the next song.
Yeah.
Okay. Time is running out, really. And with all of these things that we are talking about, how much we are giving love to our children, how much we really care about their future and development, I think we need to mention also that we have children who are less lucky than us. Yeah. And like hopefully people know, I love childhelp.org. This is an organization who just take care of children who are abused and lost it. And just they don't have too much love. And we just would love everybody to go to the website and just maybe listen to voices of people, non-people, who also are on this coast with us together. Yes, if we can play a commercial maybe from Betty White.
Don't give up hope. Think of the kids.
It's over.
Never.
We're down by 50.
50?
But we're only 2 minutes left.
Huh?
Oh, Norm.
You're going down. Down.
Oh, that does it! You! You're in!
Finally.
A case of abuse is reported every 10 seconds. While you were watching this video, three cases of abuse, including sexual and physical, were reported. Visit childhelp.org to learn more. And in the meantime, please send in whatever you can.
Use your voice.
Or text a $10 donation now. Send the word CHLP to the number 20222.
Get in the game. Fight abuse. 5 children die every day.
Thank you so much. And yeah, we always, my girls who are practicing with me and singing with me, we always try to give our talent into some cause. We were working for 3 years with Music for Heart, who was also raising money for children, for El Salvador, children with heart problem. And Madeline, Natasha, and Haley, and a lot of my girls, they were on a stage and they were helping to raise money for children who need our help. And please, please, please donate for Abuse Children Cause, childhelp.org. We can find all information there. But before we end our show, Mimo, we need to just play something of yours.
I think we do.
We are talking about accent.
It's very
and
needed.
You're so beautifully quiet, but I think we have some accented song from you. Is this about China Wall?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mimo. That was great.
That was awesome. I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's an experiment. Okay.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, Lucy Hill, and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.